Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed many of us in here with beautiful children. And with that blessing, as Allah, He says, that if you are grateful and if you are thankful, I will increase you. However, if you are not grateful, فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ, if you are not grateful, then indeed my punishment is severe. Allah has bestowed upon many of us in here beautiful children. And with the correct tarbiyah, with the correct upbringing and proper education and nurturing, they can be a cause of a lot of happiness and joy and delight in this life and also in the next. However, with improper education and improper nourishing and nurturing and upbringing, then they will be, or they can be, a cause of misery and pain and much heartache in this life as well as the next. Inshallah ta'ala, today we want to look at the advices that Luqman al-Hakim, he gave to his son. Luqman, he had a son, and one day he gave him some golden advices. He gave his son some golden advices, so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has notified us in the Quran. There's a host, there's an entire surah named after this man, Surah Luqman. So today we're going to focus on the advices that he gave to his son, inshallah ta'ala. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi kitabihi al-kareem, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, wa idh qala Luqmanu libnihi, wa huwa ya'idhuhu ya bunayya, la tushrik billah, inna ash-shirka la dhulmun azim. Allah, He says, and remember when Luqman, he was advising his son, and he said, Ya Bunayya, let's focus, inshallah ta'ala. He said, Ya Bunayya, Bunayya, he didn't just say, Ya Ibni, he didn't just say, Ya Waladi, but rather he said, Ya Bunayya, addressing him in the best manner, with a beautiful addressing, Ya Bunayya. La tushrik billah. Do not commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. Indeed, shirk, it is the most greatest of oppression. So we see he started off with a tawheed, teaching his son about a tawheed. He then started off, Ya bunayya, kun doctoran. Oh, my son, become a doctor. Oh, my son, become a dentist. Oh, my son, get a PhD. La, he didn't start off with none of this. He said, Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. Oh, my dear son, do not commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, that is what's going to save us in the hereafter. Yes, having credentials, it's vital, it's very important. But the deen is more important. So he said, La tushrik billah, do not commit shirk with Allah. Whatever you do, do not commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the shirk la dhulmun azim. Indeed, shirk, ascribing partners and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the greatest of oppression. And it is that sin that if you die upon it, you will never be forgiven. And then he goes on, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the station of the mother and how she carried the child in her womb, hardship upon hardship. After Allah mentions this, he gets back into the advices that Luqman gave to his son. And that's what we want to focus on, inshallah ta'ala. He says, Ya bunayya, innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardalin فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله. Allah, look man, he said, oh my dear son, again addressing him with a beautiful manner. He said, oh my dear son, if it be anything as small as or equal to a mustard seed, as small as a mustard seed, and that mustard seed or that grain or that small seed, فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ, if it is underneath a rock, أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, or it is somewhere in the heavens, أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or somewhere in the earth, يَأْتِي بِهَا اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ, indeed Allah, He is subtle and all aware, meaning that Allah's knowledge, nothing can escape Allah's knowledge, no matter how minute and small it may be. What is he teaching his son here? He's teaching his son muraqabatullah. He's teaching him to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muraqabah. Not to just go and do things and fear no type of consequence. No, understand that Allah is watching you. Allah sees what you're doing. And Allah hears what you're saying. So he's teaching him muraqabah. And as one of the scholars, they mentioned that it is best that you teach your child, that you place inside your child fear of Allah and not fear of you. And this is something that, inshallah, we can incorporate with raising our children. Instilling them the fear of Allah and not the fear of you. Because why? You're not going to always be around. But Allah will always be there watching them and seeing what they're doing. So if you're not around and you taught them to fear you when you're not around, they're going to say, my Abu is not here. My Ummi is not here, so I can do what I want to do now. But if you teach them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that he sees them and he hears them, there's no way for them to escape. There's no way for them to say, oh, Allah's not here. Laugh. Allah is watching, and He's everywhere by His knowledge. He's everywhere by His knowledge. So the second point is muraqabah, having muraqabah, understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what you're doing, and He sees and hears you. Then he goes on. He says, "Ya bunayya, aqim as-salat." وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah, look man, he said, Ya Bunayya, again, oh my dear son, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the prayer. Make your salats. Never forget that. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the prayer. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and command the good. وَنْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid the evil. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, and be patient with that which happens to you. Why? Because when you do that, you're going to be harmed. When you do that, people want to say, oh, mind your business. People want to say, judge yourself, don't judge me. But what did he instill in his son? Be patient. Don't worry about what the people say. Continue to march forth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not fear what people are going to say about you. Aqim as-salat, establish the prayer. Pray properly in the correct manner. Not up and down, as-salamu alaykum, no. Establish the prayer with khushu'. Humility, trying to understand and ponder over what you're saying, what you're reciting. Command the good, forbid the evil, and be patient. And he said, "Inna dhalik lamin azmi al-umur." Indeed, these things are from the most important of commandments. Command the good, forbid the evil. Because if you see now in today's society, no one commands the good, forbids the evil. No one commends the good, forbids the evil. Why? Because they fear some type of confrontation. Or they fear some type of backlash. But instead, we should commend the good and forbid the evil with hikmah, with wisdom, to the best of our ability, inshallah ta'ala. And then he continued on, and he said, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. He told his son, and do not look down upon the people. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not frown your face about the people like you're better than everybody. Because you're a millionaire. Or because you're a dentist, or you're an esteemed project manager, or something like this, that doesn't make you better than anybody. But rather, as Allah says, the best of you are those who are best in manners, and those of you who have the best taqwa, not what you have on, not what you're driving. You're driving a BMW 2016. That doesn't matter in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What matters is your actions, your character, and your God-fearingness. So he told his son, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. And do not look down upon the people. Do not frown your face when you see people, when you look at people. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And do not walk in the land arrogantly. He's even teaching his son how to conduct himself and walk in the land. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And do not walk boastfully. As we know the story of Qarun, he was a wealthy man. He was the cousin of Musa, alayhi salam. And it said that his treasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that his treasure, the keys to his treasure, not the treasure itself, but the keys to his treasure. It took strong men just to carry the keys to his treasure. So what about the treasure itself? Just imagine what it had in it. Gold and rubies, Allah knows best what it may have in it. But just the keys alone, Allah said it would take strong men just to carry the keys. We know he was an arrogant individual, and he would walk boastfully, and he would drag his garments out of pride, and because he was wealthy. Allah made the earth swallow him up. Allah made the earth swallow him and everything that he had, all of his possessions. And when the people saw that, because they wanted what he had of the glitter of the dunya, but when they seen what happened to him, they reflected and they wanted that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So he taught his son, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا, and do not walk in the land boastfully. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Indeed, Allah, he despises, he hates every arrogant boaster. So beware of arrogance and beware of boasting. Beware of arrogance and beware of boasting. Look, man, he continued on and he said, وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشِيكَ وَقُدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. The last advice that he gave to his son, he said, وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشِيكَ. Be moderate in the way you walk. Don't walk too fast and don't walk too slow. Walk at a normal pace. وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشِيكَ. Be moderate in the way that you walk and the way that you carry yourself. وَقُدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And do not speak loudly. Do not speak loudly. Every time you speak, it annoys people when you speak. Everyone has to tell you, can you lower your voice? وَقُدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Speak at a good volume. Inna ankara aswati la sawtul hamir. He told his son, indeed, the most hateful of voices or sounds is when the donkey brays, the braying of the donkey. And everyone knows the sound that the donkey makes. It's annoying. So he told his son, making a comparison to one who has a loud, always speaking loudly, he said, indeed, the most hateful or dislike of voices or sound is the braying of the donkey. So we can see here that Luqman, alayhi salam, may Allah be pleased with him. He gave his son golden advices while he was still young so that he can soak it up. It can be ingrained into his heart. He can remember that. His father took the time out and set the time aside to address him, because his father is not going to always be there. But with the proper tarbiyah and the proper upbringing and nurturing, our children can become something great. But if we leave our children to their own desires, if we leave our children to the TV and to the iPad, if we leave them, then they're going to turn out in a manner that we do not wish for them to turn out. So in ending, we all, inshallah ta'ala, we have to strive, those of us who have children, whether they be boys or girls, we have to protect them, and we have to, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." All you believe, save yourself and your family from the hellfire. The way you save your family and yourself is by learning the religion, implementing the religion, and teaching it to your family. Because there's no sa'adah, there's no success, true success, except by way of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no success except by way of this deen. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to instill in our children upright morals and characteristics. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our children from those that will be a cooling to our eyes, and not pain and misery and heartache.